Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our third and final hour of the Hagman and Hagman Report on this Friday edition with Dr. Ted Breuer as our guest. His website is healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Also, if you're joining us late and haven't heard, Dr. Ted Breuer and his son host a radio show right here on Global Star Radio Network every weekday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as well as Sundays, 7 to 8 p.m. And they have a new 24-hour call-in number where you can listen to the show via phone any time of the day. Go to their website, healthmasters.com. It's right there on the right-hand side. And Ted, we'll bring you back on if you want to give out the number.
Yeah, wait, before you do that, wonderful, wonderful discount for the listeners of the Hagman Hagman Report. Doug 5, Doug and the number 5, in the use that as a coupon code for the all purchases up to the end of the month. Very generous. That's Doug the number 5.
That's 5% off.
Right.
Which adds up, because it basically gives you pretty much free shipping if you order less than $100 worth. It's just, you know, just everything kind of gets covered for you. Doesn't quite cover shipping, but it's close. Phone number, 641-552-5310 to listen to the show. That's 641-552-5310. And also, if you want to call the office directly, it's 1-800-726-1834, 1-800-726-1834. And if you're calling out of the country, the 800 number won't work unless you're in Canada. And it's going to be 863-967-0244. That's 863-967-0244. And so that's our numbers, and that's how to get in touch with healthmasters.com. And thank you so much, Doug, for letting people know the numbers and stuff. Here's an interesting one. Did you guys get this article? An Algerian man who almost killed his 25-year-old student rape victim shot it out right before while he was raping her. If Allah wills it, in Arabic, as he raped her in a darkened alley. Have you heard about this yet?
Yes, but
all right,
please
then
explain.
Talk about it. Oh,
well,
you know,
I mean,
yeah, because I mean,
this
is in Hanover. Okay, this is my mom's hometown. It's right 25 miles from my mom's place. Okay, in Hanover, Germany. A man identified only by his first name was accused of following a student as she walked home from a nightclub in Hanover, Germany, after his victim was so badly beaten, he is alleged to have climbed off of her and asked her if she enjoyed it. The shocking details were revealed at the trial of the 37-year-old asylum seeker from Algeria who has denied rape. Prosecutors say the DNA evidence links him to the crime. She says the worst moment of her life, and he basically yells as he's raping her, if Allah wills it. I mean, so I don't even know what to say about that, Doug, except for taking him out back and string him up. That's all I can say. I mean, these guys are sick, man. But that's the culture. They see women walking around and not covered up. They think they can rape them because that's what they say they can do.
Coming
it's
to a another, town near you.
Yeah. No, this is it's coming to yeah, that's right. A Rothschild puppet, George Soros, is pushing for war with Russia. The Russian general's office recognized George Soros Society Institute, other affiliate organizations as undesirable groups. So Russia does not want Soros there. And he's trying to get Russia to start a war with the United States of America, which I don't think is going to happen. I really don't. I think that Syria may heat up, but Turkey's not getting any support right now. I had an email come to me just the other day, and it was a guy who has a radio talk show, and he was talking about how we're fixing to have World War III like in 16, 17, 18 days, something like that. And I mean, he's making all these crazy claims. And it was written by a really high-quality copywriter, the ad was that he wrote. And here's what I said. This is my comment on it. A lot of the information used in this advertising, in this ad, is correct. But I don't believe that nukes will be used in the Middle East. Fuel air bombs may be. Microwave weapons will be. Satellite-based weapon technology could be. Nuclear weapons are old school, 80-year-old technology. They're no longer needed. There's too much collateral damage and radiation damage. I don't think there will be a world war, but this regional war could get very hot. But there may be an economic breakdown. The Rothschild, British, BIA, IMF banking cartels have totally disrupted and corrupted the world's monetary system. The derivative exposure is in the thousands of trillions, the term being quadrillions. The problem is Saudi and Qatar and the CIA want a gas pipeline through Syria. Russia asked Syria to say no. The pipeline was to feed Europe natural gas, competing with Russia's gas that it sells. That's what started the civil war in Syria. Our CIA got involved. Can this blow up into World War III? Slim chance. It depends on what the bankers want to do. If they want war, there'll be a war. If not, there won't be a war. But they need some type of obfuscation to cover their criminal deeds. Remember 9/11, Building 7? That held the physical evidence for the Enron scam. It was all destroyed. These bankers are incredibly evil and incredibly good at covering their tracks. So World War III in 18 days, doubtful. I consider this to be fear porn. More obfuscation to cover Scalia's death. This is probably disinformation. It was definitely written by a top copywriter who was excellent. I'm sure they're a highly paid disinformation agent. Ryder claims to have been in prison. Maybe this is why they released him, to release this type of information. The flow of this letter is that of an infomercial to promote his show. The one thing I know for sure is that we live in interesting times. If someone is bored right now, they are asleep. That's the article I wrote back on that. And Doug, the reason I know so much about that is I took some really high-end copywriting classes with some of the best copywriters in the world. And when you see these things pushing stuff like that, it's always pushing to go to this guy's talk show, this guy's website, send this guy money, this guy's got something that's going to save your life, all of this stuff. And these guys are so good at copywriting, I can recognize it. And copywriting is like a letter that you get in the mail telling you to sign up for this latest gizmo or whatever, and it's really written well. And when you read through it, it's like a convincing letter making you believe everything that it says is true. You've got to be really careful with this right now because the CIA is really pushing the narrative right now, Doug, in the alternative media, and they're really allowing a lot of information to go out that they want to be used as obfuscation. What do you think?
Interesting. I have my own. I mean, look, Ted, I've got some really strong feelings about what's taking place in Syria right now. I mean, going back to the original, going back a few paragraphs there, I got to tell you, man, I'm looking. Yeah. Will nukes be used? I don't know. But the biblical passage about Damascus being uninhabitable, that concerns me. And I've always said that, it's really all about Syria. And I see the proxy war that the West versus Russia, and in that context, the West versus Russia and China. You know, I'm very concerned about this. I'm very concerned about this, as you said, the globalist intent, Soros-backed World War III. Nuclear weapons, I guess, doesn't matter. At this point, if they've got those kinds of weapons anyway, you're dead regardless, right? Whether it's
there's satellite weapons now that can lay waste entire cities.
Sure,
They don't even remember it at the trade towers. There were cars that were 2 miles away from the trade towers that burst in the flames. Nobody tried to explain why that happened. I mean, in the flames, just caught on fire. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Dr. Judy Woodhead had shown that. And I mean, nothing around, no debris around these parked vehicles. Exactly. So, bottom line here, I do believe that there is this huge power shift in the Middle East focused on Syria, centered on Syria. And that's at the epicenter. But in terms of a nuclear war, hey, whatever. It doesn't matter at this point. That's my concern. A scalar wave, the technology is going to kill you. Regardless, so you're still going to be dead. But yeah, Ted. I think we really have to take a look at it. Take a few steps back and look at the globalist agenda here, and factor into domestically the Deagle report about the depopulation, all of this. It's all working like a separate cogs in a huge machine. That's just my view.
Well, like I said, that's why I said in the letter I wrote back, I said, if they want us to have a war, the bankers will have the war.
Yep.
Nuclear weapons, they're not needed anymore. Too much collateral damage. The only time they would use a nuke, unless they could simulate it, would be with an EMP burst to knock out the power grids. That would work. Yeah. But there's no reason. If you knock out the power grid of the United States, you're going to lose 60-70% of the population within 2 years and never have to fire a shot.
Exactly.
Because everybody's going to starve to death. So that's the biggest problem that we have right now. The technology is so advanced over what we had in World War II. See, when Russia was being invaded by Germany, Germany was using fuel air bombs even back then. They're like little mini nukes. And the Russians, they had some type of new advanced weapon. They dropped these things from a helicopter. The best example of that is that movie with Dustin Hoffman that came out back in the 90s, in which they went into that village in Africa. And they had a contagion there, it was Ebola Zaire, I believe it was. And they dropped that fuel air bomb on that small village, and it's like a little mini nuclear bomb that goes off. It has the mushroom cloud and everything else because it's such a huge amount of explosions, and it sucks all the oxygen out, and then it flashes back. It's unbelievable what it does. And supposedly Hitler was dropping that on the Russians when he still had the technology available with his Luftwaffe before they all the planes got shot down by the Americans and the British to move that whole war forward with Russia. And supposedly Hitler had the ability to detonate nuclear bombs. You know, Jim Barrs in his one book of the Fourth Reich, he really believes, he puts a pretty good case out as to why he believes that the two bombs that we dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki weren't even American weapons, that they were German weapons because we couldn't get the fuses to work properly as far as igniting this. And so he has a really good background on all of that, Jim does, and he makes a pretty convincing argument about the whole thing, Doug. But Hitler didn't want to nuke his own country because he knew what the nukes would do if he turned them loose. And I think he had a lot of other scalar weapons and things that he was developing. And we talked about it on that one show that we did with you guys back with the Foo Fighters back in December. In fact, two really good shows that you'll really like that I did, and we talk about the Morgellons. We talk about all of this stuff. It was in December with the Hagman broadcast with me, and then we talked about the blood of Christ and how it sanctifies you from a physics standpoint in the November broadcast with Hagman and Hagman. Those are two of the best shows and the best response I've ever gotten on the show, Doug, and I just want to encourage everybody to go listen to those archives for November and December. Now, here's an article from Europe from the great war criminal Angela Merkel. She says the euro was on the brink of disaster, and Germany's debt plans could actually send the currency, the euro, into a meltdown. This is from Professor Peter Pofinger. He's a special advisor to the Berlin-based government. And he said that the use of the proposed scheme, investors would hold Eurozone government-issued debt through bonds, would have to accept write-offs. In other words, they would be defaulted on. And they would offer bailout cash. And he believes that this could cause a massive bond crisis where investors would dump debts in countries such as Italy, Spain, and Portugal for fears that they'll never get their money back. And he says this would literally break up the Eurozone if that happened. What do you think, Doug? Do you think that's going to happen? Do you think the Eurozone has any future left, or do you think it's just about to go away?
That's a great question. I don't know. The short answer is I don't know. I'm looking at how this comports, how the current situation comports with biblical prophecy. Beyond that, I think anything is open. What do you think? I mean, allow me to turn that question on you.
To me, they haven't taken with the killing the Supreme Court justice, which I really believe he was murdered. Killing the Supreme Court justice last week, okay, doing this last weekend, doing this and just doing it so blatantly without an autopsy, reeks of Bobby Kennedy, right? And that's what Dave said, that he's afraid that's going to happen to Trump, which I hope it doesn't happen to Trump. I hope he keeps his bodyguards up, because I know he wears a bulletproof vest and everything else, but he really needs to be behind his shield when he's in his big public arenas, some type of bulletproof thing he can talk through, that he can still see through, plate glass, plexiglass, 2-inch plexiglass or whatever. To avoid that. I mean, the Pope used to think he was invincible too until he got shot. And John F. Kennedy thought he was invincible and got his head blown off, for heaven's sakes. I mean, Reagan thought he was invincible and got shot by Hinckley. I mean, so these guys, if they want to get you, they can get you. But they can also do it very subtly. There's all kinds of, we know they had that heart attack gun from the CIA. They actually came out and said they had it back in the 70s that would put a pellet in you that would dissolve, that could not be traced, and you would end up basically dying from a heart attack. And I actually had a friend of mine, Doug, that happened to. I know that's odd, isn't it, to even talk about that, because I really don't like mentioning
that.
Wait a second.
Are you saying a weapon was used on a friend of yours, that weapon?
Yeah.
Or a
weapon?
We
believe that's how he died, yeah. He actually had a I'm not going to go into detail because people can figure it out, but I can tell you it was with a televangelist, and he had caught this guy doing a whole bunch of really, really bad stuff. And he was basically going to come forward with all the testimony. They got into a big match suing each other. And then I remember, I'm being very careful so I don't give any names out. And I remember, this is back in 99 or so, this is like 16, 17 years ago. And I remember I met this guy through another friend. And we met at a restaurant in Orlando called Fishbones. And what happened, it was kind of interesting, because we went over to the big outlet mall that was outside. It was out of business. It's been rebuilt since then, right after that. And we were talking, and I noticed that up on the catwalk above us, we were sitting outside in this open-air little cafeteria. I watched, there were the three guys, and they were staring at us, and they weren't moving. And we were there for like an hour. They never moved. They stared at us. And I finally told Mario, I said, "Are you being watched?" He goes, "Yeah, those three guys up there, they've been following me for a week." And I said, okay, well, this is a bit odd. You need to kind of like let me know these things. And he said, well, I said, are you armed? He goes, yeah, I'm armed. And I said, well, I'm armed too. And then Mike said he was armed too. And I said, well, this whole thing's kind of crazy. And I warned him. I said, you're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars that you're talking about. These guys are money laundering and everything else. And he goes, well, yeah. And he goes, the truth of the matter is, he goes, I got a deposition with this guy on Tuesday, and he'll have to be in court. And I said, well, I wouldn't do that. I'd make sure you lock yourself up somewhere, because if you're talking that kind of money, they're already tracking you like this, there's a real high probability you're going to die. And he says, that won't happen to me because, you know, I'm a former sheriff, blah, blah, blah. And he ended up leaving. And I told him, I said, I'd be eating out of cans. And I wouldn't leave the house. And I told him, I said, I just wouldn't be going to restaurants. Well, Tuesday morning, there was this deposition. And what happened to him was kind of crazy. He went to an auction, a tractor auction, and his heart exploded. And there was a hole in his arm, like a pellet had gone in. And
It
wasn't traceable. Nothing got traced, and nothing ever happened to any of this other stuff. And the whole thing was some crazy stuff. So I met the guy a week on a Friday, and the following Friday I flew to where he had been killed or died, whatever you want to call it, and went to the funeral. And so I've actually seen that, and that was what the investigators thought it was. And it was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. And luckily I was only involved at a distance, because that whole thing was nuts, Doug. That whole thing was nuts.
Yeah,
that's why I tell you guys. Here's what I'm going to tell you this, and it's probably going to make you guys all mad, but I don't really care. I'm just going to tell you anyhow. If you're giving all of your tithe and all of your money and all of your offerings to a TV evangelist, okay, if you're doing that, who's going to come to your house and bury you if you die or your family dies, if you don't go to
Good
church?
Point.
Okay, just think through this for a second with me. I mean, I know a lot of these TV evangelists, okay, and some of them are really good people, okay? Some of them are not. And there's some crazy stuff out there that you wouldn't even believe if I told you that I've seen. No crazier than what I just told you, but I mean, I saw that. I was at the funeral, so I know the guy died, okay? But I'm telling you guys, give your money to your local church. And if you know really good ministries like Paul McGuire or Chuck Baldwin and you want to send them some money, go ahead and do that. But don't get into the habit of sending all of your money or all of your tithe to these guys. You need to be in a local church. If you can't find a local church that you like, you can always start a local church. And you need to be supporting the local congregation. And you need to find somebody who's preaching the truth to do that with. And good luck with all that. And the thing about it is that keep your money locally and keep it with the people you know. You know, like I said, like Paul McGuire, I really like the guy. And so that's the truth, Doug, of what I've seen. I've been behind the scenes in a lot of these really big churches. Now, some of these guys just aren't what you think they are. I mean, some of the major TV ministries, I've seen the guys who own the ministries walk on the platform so drunk they couldn't even stand. I've seen it, Doug. I've walked in and seen it. And so these guys, if you start reading this stuff and you start understanding who's writing this stuff and what they're doing, it'll really get your attention up. Trey Smith wrote a book one time on a lot of these guys, and he actually exposed some of them. The name of the book is called Thieves, T-H-I-E-V-E-S, and I highly recommend, if you don't believe what I'm telling you, to read the book, and that'll really get your attention. And so parts of the book are kind of yuck. I kind of scammed through part of it, but it's a real mess out there in the TV evangelism world, and that's one of the reasons that the world makes such fun of Christians, Doug, because they cannot believe that we fall for these guys. They really can't. I mean, I can tell right now I've already got a lot of people really mad, so I'm going to stop right there, because the truth is this, and Joel Osteen, who's a really good guy, who should preach more about Jesus in his seminars, he told me one time, he said, Ted, the problem, he didn't tell me this person, I heard him on a talk show or on a sermon doing this, that 20% of the people are going to hate you no matter what you do, 20% are going to hate you but they can be made to love you. 20% of them are going to love you, but they can hate you. And then the other 20% are going to love you all the time. Here's the thing, guys. I'm not here for everybody to like me, you know, and if I've ever offended anybody as a Christian right now, I ask you to forgive me because it was not my intent. But I'll tell you what, the one thing you'll learn about Ted is that I warned people back in the 80s about trans fats, hydrogenated oils, pork, aspartame, about shellfish, about, you know, all these different chemicals we're putting in our bodies, and the high fructose corn syrup and the chlorine and the fluoride and the pasteurized milk products and the coffee products and the alcohol. And now 25 years, 30 years later, everybody's coming back and saying, well, he was right, he was right, he was right, he was right. And the reason for that is I don't just say stuff and make stuff up. I try to make sure that I know stuff and I've seen stuff and I've researched stuff before I make any comments on it. Here's another article, Doug. Police inspector in Sweden says that Sweden on its verge of collapse due to migrant crime. In an article in Svenska Dagbladet, the police inspector writes that the huge influx of asylum seekers, criminal gangs, and Muslim extremists have stretched the Swedish police to a breaking point. In some areas, everyday situations are that the police are met with stones and Molotov cocktails. I mean, this is unbelievable. In the worst area, these extremists have taken over while the Swedes are apathetic spectators watching. The entire legal system and security is threatened by the police on the verge of collapse, and it seems to be getting worse, says Ranstorp, the chief investigator. I mean, what do you think about this, Doug? I mean, how do you, what is going on? Is this the globalist thing again, just trying to destroy Europe? I guess it is, isn't it?
Well, of course. And I think the push is to one global governance, one world order, one world system. You've got to tear down a nation's or even a continent's language, you know, borders, culture, in order for this to really take hold. And I think that's what we're seeing in mass in Europe, but we're also seeing it here in America. Ted, let me redirect this just momentarily. You mentioned about Scalia. We were on the radio program this morning, or this afternoon, Pastor Paul Begley. Folks, if you didn't catch that, you can catch the archive. One thing about Scalia, you had mentioned that you believe that he was murdered. I know that 79% of the population polled by a conservative website of 40,000 people believe that he was, in fact, or there was some sort of nefarious activity. And it's interesting, let me just throw out another number. 32% of the American population don't even know who Scalia is.
That's, I believe, a that. Cool,
you know. Yeah, now, having said all that, Ted, I just want to repeat this tonight, because I did get some information from a source. A few items here. Number one, regardless, without regard to the cause or manner of death of Scalia, it's my information that there will be a replacement done. There will be a replacement made. The game has already been fixed via Grassley, the chief of the Senate, Judiciary Committee. That's number one. And number two, and in the running, there are five people in the running, including but not limited to Loretta Lynch, but there's another four.
Oh, God.
Yes. And one individual in particular, and I don't know how to pronounce his name, is Sri Srivastava, I believe, who's part of the U.S. District Court in D.C., so I would really keep your eyes on that. But the other piece of information, perhaps the most important piece of information, is, according to my source, Ted, there's going to be one other vacancy this term, or between now and the time Obama leaves office. Now, that's information I got. There's going to be one other vacancy of the Supreme Court. And the source did not say a death or whatever, but a vacancy. Now, however you want to read into that, and that will come sometime, according to my source, sometime midsummer, late fall, or anytime after midsummer. And they want Obama, the globalists want Obama to completely reformat the Supreme Court for a completely biased, progressively biased court. That's just the information I had. I wanted to get that out before.
Well, that's his agenda. I mean, he was told basically he had to get the Trans-Pacific Partnership passed. I mean, we thought we were going to have debates on that. That never happened. We know we've got a situation in which if he stacks the court that far to the left, that we're going to have a major, major problem with all these laws with gun control, et cetera, coming towards us. It's one of the ways they're going to have to take over the country. They have to do it legally, Doug, because the Constitution and the fathers of our country that framed this Constitution made it a very long-lasting argument as far as the laws of the country. Even though the United States filed bankruptcy in 1933 and basically was taken over by the Exchange Stability Fund in 1934 as a shadow government, it still has the Constitution out there, and the vast majority of the population still believes in that Constitution, and they're not willing to let those freedoms and those rights that are God-given go. And the only way they can do it is through legislation and then do it legally and take our rights away. Because, again, it's like going in and saying, okay, everybody's got to turn their guns in, now we're going to take your guns away, and everybody go, no, we're not going to do that. But then they issue warrants for everybody. They start gradually picking people up, shooting people on the side of the road, and finally people start voluntarily bringing the guns in. It's going to be that slow cook thing they've been doing to us for over 100 years now. That's how they want to cripple the country and take it out. So I agree with you. If Obama can put two people in the Supreme Court, God forbid he can do that, in the next 8 or 9 months while he still has an office, it would massively change the entire complexion of the United States for the next 15 to 20 years if it all goes to the left like that. And the crazy
But the problem I have with the Supreme Court, the judiciary is the weakest branch of the three branches of government, but the problem I have is the opinions are considered gospel or the law of the land when there's no such thing. I mean, nope. The Judiciary Act of 1789 is pretty clear about the Supreme Court, and it's not to be taken as the law of the land. The law, as it stands between the two opposing parties before the Supreme Court, nothing more, nothing less.
That's right. That's right. Well, let me. I'm going to start on that news, on the local stuff here, and say, let me finish this quick. Have you heard that Taiwan, that the MH370 pilot has showed up? Have you read that?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, this is an interesting article. Now, I saw a couple places where it showed up. It says in Taipei, the pilot of the infamous flight. Now, I don't know if this is accurate or not. MH370 Malaysia Airlines that disappeared in March 2013. Captain Zairi Ahmad Shah has mysteriously reappeared in a Taiwan hospital on Monday, suffering from severe dehydration and some type of amnesia. Now, I think we need to look into more detail on that. But if that's true, that's a really another one of those weird stories about that flight. And then Russia has also banned all corn and soy imports into the United States. I mean, from the United States. German plan to impose limit on cash was met with massive resistance in Germany. They're saying no, absolutely not. And there's lines now around the block to buy gold in London. And banks are placing unusually large orders for physical gold and silver. Go to stevequill.com and Renaissance Metals to get your gold and silver. Danish man convicted, fined for Facebook post because he's comparing Islam with Nazism. I mean, unbelievable, which probably is fascism, some type of it. Multicultural toilets are now being used for globalists who want to defecate in swimming pools and on floors and bathrooms. And now they're having...
What?
Oh, you haven't heard this one yet? This is crazy.
Say that again.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm running through this international stuff to start back on the local news. Multicultural toilets are now being used for global defecation, seeking to stop the migrants from pooping on the floor and pooping in swimming pools. I mean, this is what it says. This is from Breitbart. And it says German bathroom manufacturers are developing multicultural toilets to help ensure that Middle Eastern migrants need not adapt to European sanitation norms. Multiple reports have emerged of recent arrivals finding themselves utterly mystified by Western toilets, which they've never seen. The issues caused some serious confusion last year when one small German village was being accused of racism after issuing leaflets politely asking migrants to not use the bathroom in the streets, in gardens, or on the side of the road. And they used the bathroom toilets. Okay. Right. In addition, latrines for men and women have to be separate from each other. The floor cannot be green in color because that's the color of Islam. German toilets are a mystery to many refugees, as this has already led to problems. You got to remember, these guys are coming from areas where they go poop out back. You know, they don't know what a toilet is. This is some crazy stuff. Cologne all-girls school has been closed for carnival because of sexual attacks. Homeworking assignment for kindergartners are to tell your parents that you're converting to Islam. A homework assignment given to school children on the island of Gorsny asked 13-year-olds to write a letter to their parents explaining why they are converting to Islam as a education requirement and assignment. I don't even know what to say about this, Doug. And see,
tremendously bad idea with my children. I'll tell you that.
Oh, but mine too. But the craziest thing about the whole thing with Europe is this. Europe doesn't go to church. Europe, if you go to church in Europe, you are charged 10% of your total income, which is distributed by the state to support all of the churches in Europe, especially in Germany. And so what ends up happening is people stop going to church because they don't want to lose 10% of their income. Europe has become a non-Christian culture. They've got the huge cathedrals and everything else over there, but almost everybody in Europe, hardly anybody goes to church ever. And that's the problem with Germany right now and with Europe. That's why when this Islam comes in, Doug, and people start seeing that there's a relationship with these people in God, even though it's misrepresented, they're still being attracted to that. And a lot of people over there are actually converting to Islam, which is crazy. Now, here's the local stories. Tampa police have turned down requests to work with Beyonce's concert in Tampa after the racist, cop-hating display at the Super Bowl. Beyonce's racist performance included only black dancers. White girls were not allowed to participate. Beyonce's Super Bowl halftime performance was a cop-hating political statement in support of the Black Panthers, a Marxist group whose leader Huey Newton was arrested for shooting police officer John Frey. Actions have consequences. The police in Tampa have turned down requests to work her concert. So far, no one has signed up to work for the show. Typically, officers off-duty agree to work concerts and sporting events in venues for extra income, but they refuse to work for Beyonce. What do you think about that, Doug?
Well, number one, I think that the Beyonce the performance, yeah, that was overtly anti-police, but I think it was subliminally pro-magic with a K. Now, I think, you know, everything that these people do have multiple, there's duality, there's multiple agendas here. Yeah, bottom line here with Beyonce, or whatever, however you pronounce her name, she is really the messenger of the globalists, and what we're seeing is, to me, messages being conveyed not by the news, not by, you know, Chris Wallace on Fox News or pick someone on the left. No, no, it's being conveyed through entertainment, and the entertainment now, the masses are being entertained by the news. So I think what we're seeing is just a massive programming through these performances, and yeah, I've heard that about Beyonce, about her performance. Yeah, I understand the blowback, and Giuliani was I think he had a few words to say about it. But the bottom line here, I think there's a lot of magic with a K involved in those performances, in addition to the more overt anti-police, anti-security, or whatever you want to call it, performance. But yeah, it's sad.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. In fact, the thing that we talked about before on your show, the right brain looks at symbols differently. It gets burnt deeply into the subconscious mind. And this is why, is one of the reasons that these guys are doing all the symbology when they do this. And these halftime performances are just completely rife with Satanism, Luciferianism, and black magic and black arts. That's what they're doing. It's all about mind control. And that's why they continually do this stuff at the Super Bowl. This was a whole anti-police, pro-Black Panthers, pro-Black Life Matters, and pro, you know, homosexual agenda on this entire thing with the halftime presentation that I watched like 3 minutes of, became nauseous of, turned off, and just shut off the whole TV set, because I personally believe all of those games are fixed anyhow at that level. That's what I believe, because I've been told that personally by an NFL former player who was asked to come into this mafia type of situation to take bets from his friends and from other people who were basically, you know, hiring him as a former NFL player to do this, and they warned him to be careful if you do take money from your friends, because all the games are fixed. And I believe that, Doug. I believe that they have to cover the spreads and do all of these things, otherwise these bookies in Vegas have to pay out hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars on these big programs, on these big events. And why in the world would they take a chance of losing all that money?
You know, was it you that told me that the NFL was a tax-exempt organization?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, and it's some of the richest men in the country.
With that.
Yeah, yeah. I love this. Video, Donald Trump has said that he will repeal Common Core, that is a total disaster if he becomes president. So here we are. He wants to repeal Common Core. He wants to get rid of all of the executive actions that Obama's done. He wants to talk about 9/11 and what's happened, and he wants to change the vaccine schedule. If anybody didn't think Donald Trump was for real and on our side, you need to pay attention to what the guy's saying. There's no way on God's green earth, Doug, if he was working for the globalists, that he would be bringing all these topics out. Because this got to be making these guys squirm, because they don't want people to know this stuff. They've done everything they possibly can to obfuscate it. Another good article by Paul Joseph Watson here. Feds are pushing new plan for home visits to check on parents. I know you guys have heard of this. The federal government is seeking to create a new bureaucracy that would intervene in family life and could even see state-appointed monitors conduct routine home visits to assess a child's well-being. The U.S. Department of Education and U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has published a draft document which outlines a plan that will treat families as equal partners in the raising of children, opening the door for government intrusion at all levels. What do you think about that, Doug? This is nuts to me.
Ditto.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, what, really, what more can be said? I mean, seriously.
I mean, well, that's what, remember, all this is about the vaccinations. and about getting the drugs into the kids and making sure you as a parent are going to make sure your kids are vaccinated, or they're going to consider you to be a bad parent, and they're going to, you know, probably give you a couple warnings and start taking your kids away if you don't want to vaccinate them. That's where this is all going. It's going to medical martial law tyranny. That's where it's happening. That's where it's headed. That's what they want. And if the Supreme Court starts passing these laws, if they go all the way to the left. And you know what's so crazy to me? This is so funny. I have a friend of mine. Her name's Alexandra. And she writes the Forbidden Knowledge website as far as all of the stuff with 9/11 and all that. And she's a lefter, okay? She is just straight left. I mean, her father, her whole family was left. And, you know, and I'm extremely right-wing. She's extremely left-wing. But, you know, I know her. We exchange emails. And I met her one time with my wife. She used to live in Vero Beach. And she's a really, really, really nice person. And she told me the other day, she says, you know, Ted, the problem is the left started off talking about how bad GMO foods are. The left started off talking about how bad immunizations are. The left started talking about all of the stuff that now they're promoting. The left is promoting these agendas because there is no longer a left or a right, Doug. It's the globalist paradigm all the way down. We've lost the true liberals who don't want government intrusion. Don't you remember back in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, whenever somebody's rights were violated, the ACLU jumped all over them?
Of course.
Now they don't do that anymore. They don't ever hear that anymore about anybody because the globalists have taken over
selective support.
Whole agenda.
Right. The ACLU has turned the it's being programmed or managed by the globalists. You're exactly right.
Well, no, the whole thing's ridiculous. Samsung is now warning consumers not to discuss personal information in front of the smart TVs. And you know what's funny? What's crazy about this is that, you know, we've been telling people about this stuff, that the appliances are spying on you and everything else, and everybody's thinking that you're crazy when you talk about all this stuff. And this is what I talked about back in the December show, Doug, how all of our smart devices and computers are all tying together with the internet to continue to spy on us and to transmit our personal information. And now with the Morgellons antennas they put through our DNA that have tied into our central nervous systems, they can also transmit our own DNA patterns and codes through the smartphones, through our house. They have everything on us, Doug. The whole thing is crazy how we've already been chipped with this stuff that's inside of our bodies, and we talked about that in detail back in the December show. This is one that really bothered me, too. This is a Marine who had gone to Fallujah and received a Bronze Star because he actually pulled one of his fellow Marines out who were stuck after the ambush that happened in Fallujah. He served 8 years as active duty in the Marines from 2003 to 2011 in Iraq and Afghanistan as a rifleman and scout sniper, and he was actively involved in the Battle of Fallujah. He went into a McDonald's the other night and says, and basically was sitting there, and a group of black guys came over to him and said, "Do you believe that Black Lives Matter?" Okay? And he said, he just ignored them. He said, "I'm not going to get involved in this," right? He was a veteran of Iraq, a recipient of the Bronze Star for Valor. So he was Donnie McDonald's in Northwest D.C. when a group of black teenagers came in to him and allegedly began harassing him about Black Lives Matter movement. He ignored them, okay, and then they all started yelling he was a racist. He walked out of the establishment, Doug, and they sucker punched him. They did one of those knockout games with him. They knocked him out. They stole his wallet. They ripped his pants, took his money, took $400 in cash, 3 credit cards, VA medical card, school identification, driver's license, everything. I mean, unbelievable. Beat him bad, and he had to be hospitalized for observation. Here he survives the Battle of Fallujah. And he's attacked by a gang of black thugs in Washington, D.C., who are screaming Black Lives Matter. Well, I got a news flash for everybody. All lives matter. I don't care if you're white, black, green, purple, or brown. Everybody's lives matter. And the sad part about it is, apparently, if you don't tell them what they want when they start doing this, Doug, they take you out back and they sucker punch you. I mean, have you guys heard this story yet?
We have. And you know what, Ted? It's sad. We had Colin Flaherty on our program here, it was probably 6 months ago, 4 months ago. And he was reporting on black on white crime. And just giving statistics. Hell, Ted, we cannot talk about that. We cannot talk about it, as evidenced by the flurry of emails saying, you know, haters are going to hate. You're a hater. No, we can't even talk about the statistics. And you're right. All lives matter.
That's right.
It angers me when people weaponize the truth or weaponize a certain agenda point for their own personal gain.
Well, no, you're right. In fact, I had an email coming to me just the other day, and it was one of these critical emails, and I said I emailed them back, and I said, look, here's the deal. There are good Christians and bad Christians. There are good Jews and bad Jews. There are good and bad Muslims, Hindus, and Buddhists, every category. I said, we can't take these people and start isolating the good and the bad. In other words, if I got a bad Christian, I got to call it out and say, look, you're not doing right. The other day I was having a lunch with a friend of mine. He cursed twice. He used God's name in vain twice, claims to be a Christian. I straight called him out. I said, dude, that's the second time you've done that. I said, you can't be doing that. You can't be calling yourself a Christian, acting like a Christian, pretending like you're a Christian, and cursing. I said, you don't want to invoke the wrath of God Almighty on people just in a casual conversation. So you can't do that. So if you see a Christian doing something who claims to be a Christian, you got to call it out. You can't say it's okay. It's not okay. If you see somebody who's Jewish who's doing something wrong, you got to call it out. Now, that doesn't make you an anti-Semite or an anti-Christian or an anti-Hindu or an anti-Buddhist or an anti-Muslim. It doesn't make that. Not all Muslims are bad, but when the Muslims are doing this kind of crazy stuff, we got to call it out. That doesn't mean that Donald Trump's a racist because he says he has to sort out what's going on with the Muslims and these jihadists they're bringing into the United States. We need to stop bringing Muslims in until we get this stuff figured out. That doesn't make him a racist. And that's what they were trying to label him as, a racist, remember? And then finally they realized that the American population were agreeing with Donald Trump and that nobody wants to have a bunch of people coming into this country who are a bunch of weirdos who don't want to what we have here in America and they want to destroy what we have. And guys, you listen to me if you voted for Obama, which I don't think any of you did who were listening to this show. He told all of us that he was going to fundamentally transform the United States of America if he was elected. And did you think he was joking? Did you think this was a joke? This is what the guy said he was going to do. He's doing exactly what he said. That's why the globalists put him in power. That's why he had two terms. I mean, this guy's a pervert. My God, read some of the stuff that happened to him back in Chicago and the gay clubs that he attended. This guy is a nutbag. We put him in the power. I don't personally believe he was voted in the second time. I don't believe that. I think it was election fraud. The first time, anybody running against a Republican could have won because of the hatred towards George W. and what he did with Iraq. That's why everybody's had enough of George Bush's brother, Jeb Bush, and nobody wants to see another Bush in the White House. And if you got any sense, you don't want to see another Clinton in the White House. The whole thing about all of this, Doug, is if we don't stand up in the aggregate now as Christians, as Americans, and put our differences aside and realize that everybody's got to stand point right now and say no to the globalists. We're not going to put up with this. We're not going to tolerate this anymore, and we're going to stand against you. And if you don't do that, it's not going to make any difference. We're going to lose the country. I mean, we're a gnat's breath away from losing our First Amendment right now. A gnat's breath. If we stack the Supreme Court, we're going to lose our First Amendment's right. They're going to say hate radio, hate speech on the internet, on podcast, can't do it anymore, blah, blah, blah. We're going to fine you. We're putting you in jail. That's breath away, losing our Second Amendment right. That's going to be there. It's going to be gone. Search and seizure. Forget that. We've already lost all that. They can search us. They can spy on us. They can do whatever they want to do. They can wiretap us. Nobody cares anymore. Every single right we were given by God Almighty, they want to take away from us because they want us back in a subservient state so they can put us back under the boot of the Catholic Church, tied together with the Vatican and the CIA and the Mafia and everybody else, and put us back into a feudal system in which they can control every aspect of our lives, and they want massive population reduction in order to do that. And that's how I feel, Doug. And if that's wrong, go ahead and criticize me. I don't care. But gosh, if you want to criticize me or criticize Doug or criticize Dave Hodges or Paul McGuire or Steve Quayle, why don't you start your own podcast and start telling people the truth how you see it? At least do something besides sitting around.
No. It's too easy. It's too easy not to do that. It's too easy, the armchair quarterback, or to just be the trolls that they are. And a lot of, you know what, I got to tell you something. I've been looking at some analytics and metrics, and what I'm seeing here, there are a lot of, I'll just say government trolls. Now, that when I say that, I don't mean, well, there are people, and then there are algorithms, I guess is the best way to put it. And it's interesting because they're triggered by keywords. And I've seen that's this right on our own channel. But that's a whole program by itself.
And listen to the December show that I did with you guys. I talk about how they tied us into the AI, into the artificial intelligence. How the United States people have given their rights away of free speech and everything else to these politicians who lie about everything, who are a bunch of pedophiles running through the United Nations. I mean, it's unbelievable what we put up in Washington to serve us, who've now become our lord and masters to most people. They worship these crazy guys, and all they are is elected officials who they work for us. And then they've turned around, they've given the power over to the doggone military. The military's given it over to the CIA. The CIA's given it over to the black magician and all these other weirdos. And now we got a whole group of people up in Washington, D.C. that worship Satan and screw little boys. I'm sick of it, Doug. And people want to fuss at you because you used something, you said something wrong, and they don't even take a look at what's going on in Washington. I mean, these guys are a bunch of perverts that should be taken out back and shot for doing what they do to these little children, and nobody wants to talk about that. They want to criticize me or criticize you, and they forget about all this crap that's going on around us, and they think that, oh my God, Doug Hagman said the wrong thing or had the wrong guest or whatever. Oh my goodness, he brought Ted Brewer on. Don't you know Ted Brewer? He's not always right either. Well, no, I'm not always right, but at least we're doing something. At least we're standing in the aggregate together, and we're saying, hey, by God, not on my watch. I'm not going to put up with it. Get your own podcast. Get your own thing going. Start your own broadcast and tell the people the truth the way you see it. But you base that truth on the Word of God and on Jesus Christ, because that's what we all have to stand on, because that's going to be what we're going to all be judged on the Day of the Judgment. But because when we're saved by the grace of God, by the faith in Jesus Christ, we get to bypass all of that stuff because we're already saved and God doesn't see our sins anymore if we're quick to confess our sins and repent. And see, that's what people need to understand, is that we're saved by the blood of the Lamb, Doug, and that we have to realize that we've got to stop this infighting in the patriot community, and we have to realize that we're all doing the same thing, trying to get people awake and make people realize what's going on. I mean, because I say something about a Christian, I'm not anti-Christian. Or if I say something about somebody who's a Jew like Soros, I'm not anti-Jewish. Or if I say something about a Muslim, I'm not anti-Muslim. We have to realize it's not that. We're not part of that. We can't be part of that. We have to be part of the solution, Doug, and not part of the problem. And forgive me for fussing like that. But doggone, I get so tired of all this stuff because you guys get criticized. Hodges gets criticized. I get criticized. Well, doggone, how about you look at it this way? Maybe the guys that are criticizing us, maybe they're wrong. Maybe they've been paid by the government as trolls to put out bad information about all of us to make you guys not listen and confuse everybody through Tavistock programming. Maybe that's what they're doing. And maybe you're not realizing what they're doing and you're allowing them to do that to you because you're still in an alpha brainwave state from watching too much TV. Don't allow yourself to believe all this junk and all this trash and listen to all of this stuff. I mean, you can't do that. You know, we're out here in the fray of this thing trying to figure out what to do, and we're not always right, and we're not always perfect, but at least we're trying, Doug. At least we're doing the best we possibly can. Forgive me for fussing. I'm just, you know, here we go. Ohio. Muslim machete attacker screamed Allahu Akbar while hacking up restaurant patrons. Okay, does that make me anti-Muslim? No. But I don't like this guy. I don't like this guy at all. Notice how this key detail is left out of every major news story of this barely reported on savage jihad in Ohio. Ohio machete attacker shouted, Allahu Akbar, I don't even know what that means. But the crazy thing is, it probably means if God wills it, you know, with a machete, and then finally he tried to hack up the police when they showed up, and they shot and killed him. After the restaurant worker fought off this guy with a metal baseball bat, he fled in a white Toyota. When police forced him to the side of the road, Sergeant Rich Viner told the station, he lunged over the hood of his vehicle with his machete in his hand. When a taser didn't stop him, the police officer fired and killed him. Are you kidding me? Now, we can't say the guy's Muslim because that makes us a racist? Well, what have we done? Are we that eviscerated? Are we that castrated in the United States? Are we that emasculated that we can't tell the truth anymore? That we can't tell we can't call it what it is? Are you kidding me, Doug? We've got to stand in the aggregate. And that's why I love Donald Trump. That's why everybody loves Donald Trump, because we're all sick of political correctness and we don't want to be dealing with it anymore. Here's another one. U.S. Marshals are making arrests now over non-payment of student loans. This isn't okay. Paul Acker said that 7 deputy marshals showed up at his Houston home in combat gear. I was wondering, why are you here? I am home. I haven't done anything. He told Fox 26, adding that he didn't receive any notice about a $1,500 student loan from 1987. I mean, they came in, they arrested him, they threw him on the floor, they handcuffed him, they dragged him downtown. Are you kidding me? These things can't be, you can't even discharge a student loan through bankruptcy. There's nothing constitutional about that, Doug. Why in the world do we think any part of this stuff's okay? It's awful. They're turning us into indentured servants. President Donald Trump says, promises, if president, I will sign a bill to defund Planned Parenthood. Oh my gosh. And people who are Christians are against Donald Trump, and he's saying he's going to defund Planned Parenthood. What does he have to do? Send you an engraved plaque with an invitation to the White House for you to vote for the guy and stop criticizing him? Are you kidding me? Ted Cruz is from Canada, number one. He can't even be eligible to be president of the United States. That's number one. Number two, his wife is a Goldman Sachs former employee. Plus, she's a globalist. She's on the Council of Foreign Relations. Does no one not understand that, Doug? And you know, and Rubio, my gosh, his best friend in high school ended up being one of the top male pornography producers in all of South Florida. Why don't you look that up on Rubio? I mean, this thing is absolutely nuts that nobody can talk about anything anymore. Nobody can tell the truth anymore. We're all supposed to sit around, twiddle our thumbs, and pretend like none of this crap is happening around us. When, by golly, it's all happening, and if we don't stand and do something right now, we're not going to have a United States of America left in 10 years, Doug. And the Deagler Report says two-thirds, three-quarters of the population will be gone, too. I mean, the people just, are you joking me? With 100% of the population being, with the children by 2035, 2037 being autistic, 50% by 2025, you think that's okay? None of this stuff's okay with me. I don't like any of it, Doug. And the sad part about it is that the vast majority of the population is still sleeping. Patriots, listen to me. Christians, listen to me. Stop pissing around and arguing with each other and fighting over non-issues. Get behind somebody you believe in and agree with them. So, oh my God, Ted used a bad word. He can't be a Christian. Whatever. Whatever. I guarantee you, when you get to heaven, if you make it, you're going to be surprised on who's there and who's not there. That's what Martin Luther said. The truth of the matter is nobody knows somebody else's heart. They'll be all offended because Donald Trump used a bad word on the campaign or on that speech the other night, but they'll sit around and watch little children get hacked up on a Planned Parenthood video and not do anything about it. Are you kidding me? Like Jesus said, get the speck out of your own eye, and you get the plank out of your own eye while you're trying to take the speck out of somebody else's eye, Doug. It's ridiculous. I'm sorry. I'm just, for some reason, I just got aggravated. So there you go.
That segment brought to you by Purple Sticks, available at healthmasters.com. No, I got it. I've learned the best thing to do is just stay out of the way. But everything you said is exactly correct, and I'm glad you said it, because we are going to take that and put it, replay that clip for months and years to come.
I bet you will, too. And you get, that Ted Brower, he's insane. Well, okay, whatever, man. I'm not normal. I never said I was normal. Normal is 65 and broke. That's normal. 95% of the population, when they reach the age of 65, is broke. They're going to qualify. They're dependent on an outside income source. I am not normal. This country wasn't made with normal people. You have to be an American. You've got to be a patriot. You've got to stand for what you believe in this country. And these doggone pastors on the pulpit wearing their lace on their panties and trying to comply with everything. Are you kidding me? They're so politically correct it nauseates me in 90% of the cases, Doug. It's awful.
Now you got me riled up, Ted. Okay, don't get me started. Yeah, you're exactly right. 65 and broke. Here's one more thing. I know we're getting close to the show, but if you are a Christian and because of your decisions, not because of circumstances necessarily, because of your decisions, and you are 65 and broke, or even worse, if you decide, well, look, you know, I'm going to turn the other cheek, I'm just going to allow, you know, look, you're worse to me, and I believe the Bible backs me up on this, than an infidel. You've got to care for your family, you've got to protect your family, you have got to play your position. Coach Dave Dobmeier, I love the guy, America's coach. He's always there saying we can and should stand in the gap, stand up, play our positions, and play them well. And that's what we're appointed to do. We're not appointed to be some wussy spectator in this the venue of life. No, not at all. So you're 100% accurate. Wow, what a strong finish to this program. What a great finish. Man.
Well, Doug, thank you. I appreciate you having me on. I really do. I love you guys that are listening. Thank you. If anything, I woke you up the last 20 minutes. Woke me up.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Wide awake now. I mean, my purple stick wore off. I was kind of tired. I don't know what happened. The Holy Spirit came on me or something. It just kind of just said, you got to finish this thing right. You got to tell the people the truth. That's what we do. And that's what I try to do on my show when we do it on Global Star every day. Every once in a while, I'll get into a rant like that. And I don't mean to do it, but it's just sometimes, you know, you've got to say something that you got to get out, you know? And sometimes you got to kind of preach a little bit, Doug, I guess.
Absolutely Amen. Necessary.
Ted, you took us to the end of the show. God bless you. Thanks for all you do. Healthmasters.com and the show here on Global Star Radio Network, 3 to 4 p.m. weekdays, 7 to 8 Sundays. Have a good night, Ted.
God bless you.
Guys, good night.
We have left the building.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.